The electromagnetics, the magnetic induction, what specifically is that and how does that affect people?
Well, this goes back to Michael Faraday's work. He was one of the original electrical pioneers, and he found if you took a conducting wire and you just moved a magnet near it, you'd create a current in the wire.
Right.
And that's magnetic induction. Anytime you have electrical current, there's a magnetic field at 90-degree angle. So you can create an electrical current by moving a magnetic field, or you can create a magnetic field by moving a current, creating a current.
Is any of this good for the body?
Yes, but, you know, it's almost in infinitesimally small amounts. The body, here's what's really fascinating. The body's, we've always thought, not always, for many years it's been taught through medicine and medical schools and research that the body is controlled by chemical mechanisms. But Becker pioneered work that showed that the electrical mechanisms control the chemistry.
First and foremost.
First and foremost. That's the hierarchy.
Yeah.
First is the electrical mechanisms, then is the chemistry.
What happened to Becker's work? How come he didn't continue?
He lost his funding when he started talking about the dangers of high-tension power lines.
Oh,
and
yes.
Things. And,
okay.
It just wasn't what people wanted to hear at that time.
I mean, sometimes when you walk under one of these power lines and you just hear them, you know, go, you got to believe that it's going to affect you somehow.
Well, Cyril Smith wrote a book called Electromagnetic Man, I think about 89, that described the history of a little town in England and people getting sick under the power lines. That's why they've got these wide bands of, you know, field around them now. So that helps a great deal.
No, that's true. Can you register how much electricity a body puts out? I mean, do they have instruments that register that?
Oh, yes. You can take voltage meters, ohm meters, and you can measure electric. You can look at the points on the body. It would take probes, and you can actually find positive and negative zones all over the body. This was done back in the 70s, I think, by Davis and Rawls. They wrote a series of books on magnetism.
I used to
Rawls and Davis.
In school, there was a kid in one of our science classes who would hold on to one of these little meters that were used, I would think, for just pure electrical reasons. But he'd hold on to them with his two different his hands, and the meters would go.
You can demonstrate conduction of the body. They have ever seen those little ping pong little balls that have little two electrodes on them, have a light in the middle, and you touch your fingers on either side, and the light will start buzzing.
Yep.
Well, you can put 25 people in a row and have them one person hold one contact, then create a chain, and somebody else do it, and that thing will go off. It's such a small amount. That's just a little watch battery in there. Yet it literally can send a current all the way through the body. It's because the proteins of the body are semiconductors.
Do some people put out more electricity than others?
Yeah, some people will stop watches. They can go into
that's Uri Geller.
They'll stop computers. They'll make computers crash.
I get people calling the program, Doctor, who walk past street lights, and you know, they say the lights sometimes go on and off. You know, my first question is, all right, is there a car in the background and the sensors see that? Now what are you laughing for?
I have the same. There, when I was in my hometown, there was one street light. If I got within 50 yards of my car, it would always go off. As soon as I drove past, it'd come off. That did it for years. I used to drive by that way and try to see how close I could get to the street light for it to go off. That was the only one that did it, but it was really weird.
Do you think it was you?
Well, it happened over 200 times.
Yeah. So when these people call, I mean, they're real. These things are so that means they have some kind of electro ability more than other people.
Well, you know, you can. There's something called a super quantum interference device. It's a squid magnetometer. You can measure the magnetic field coming off of people, and they've done studies now with individuals as well as Tibetan monks and healers. And somebody practicing Qigong can increase the magnetic field coming off their body by 1,000 times of somebody else.
See, I believe if that Shroud of Turin is real, by the way, of what they think is Jesus during his resurrection, I think he had an incredible amount of electricity.
Well, when you get to electricity, you also talk about photons. You know, electricity is basically photons.
Sure.
And what occurs as during death, I had a very interesting, I was supposed to tell you this one also. During death, this is Fritz Popp's work, that cells, when they're dying, will put off a lot of photonic energy. And every living creature puts off a small amount of light. Now, you can't see this light unless you're in you've got sensitive photomultiplier equipment. But there's another form of light that you can see. It's called, well, you can't see it, but you can use an instrument, infrared heat, which we put out a lot of. Now, that's just right next to the visible light band, but infrared is a form of light.